possible peace talks. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. New reports of explosions near the Ukrainian port city of Odessa, just as word spreads that the leaders of Ukraine and Russia may be prepared to meet in person.
Slowly but surely, Ukrainians are retaking the area around the capital city of Kyiv. Ukrainian troops are moving cautiously around the Kyiv suburb of Bucha as they sift through the rubble. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says retreating Russian forces left behind landmines around homes, equipment, even corpses. Meanwhile, a potential face-to-face meeting could be happening between Zelensky and Putin soon. That's according to a Ukrainian negotiator. Enough elements have reportedly been agreed to that a possible peace deal is ready to be discussed. Any potential meeting, though, would happen in Turkey. No official date has been set yet.
Fox's Aisha Hazni. Pope Francis said Saturday he's considering visiting the Ukrainian capital and blasted what he called a savage war. Police in Virginia say a man was killed Saturday in a shooting at a mall. The Norfolk police chief says the shooting at MacArthur Center began as an argument over money. Two women were also hurt. The gunman has not been identified. The last person to see a missing Florida mother is now in custody.
Police say the ex-boyfriend has been arrested in Tennessee. Cassie Carley was last seen Sunday night while meeting with the ex-boyfriend and their four-year-old daughter in the parking lot of a restaurant close to her home in Florida. They say the couple's daughter is safe.
Fox's John Scott. The men's college basketball national championship is set. North Carolina will face Kansas. North Carolina defeated Duke Saturday night, marking the last game of Coach Mike Krzyzewski's career. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Canada has loosened more COVID restrictions for international travel.
The Canadian government says fully vaccinated travelers no longer have to provide a negative pre-entry COVID test result to enter by air, land, or water. Fully vaccinated air travelers may be subjected to random PCR COVID testing at the airport, but won't be required to isolate while waiting for the results. For those who are partially or unvaccinated against COVID, the pre-entry COVID test is still required. Canada remains at a level 4 on the CDC's list of travel destinations, meaning it has a very high rate of infections. According to Johns Hopkins, almost 83% of Canadians are fully vaccinated. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called the South Korean defense minister a scum-like guy. Following recent comments, the South Korean official warned of precision strikes on North Korea if the North intends to fire missiles at South Korea. Two U.S. senators are demanding a facility that breeds dogs for research gets fined and have its license suspended.
Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine are calling on Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to suspend the license of Envigo in Cumberland, Virginia. The lawmakers say four inspections at the dog breeding facility over 9 months found 73 violations. They wrote in a letter that Envigo saw over 300 puppy deaths attributed to unknown causes, and the facility didn't take steps to prevent similar deaths. Warner and Kaine also said there were instances of euthanasia being performed without a sedative. The company hasn't commented yet. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The actress who portrayed George Costanza's short-fused mother on Seinfeld has died. Estelle Harris also voiced Mrs. Potato Head in the Toy Story franchise. She was 93 years old. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.